On today's episode of Solana Made Easy, we dove into the recent Magic Eden launchpad mint, Liberty Square, highlighting what they did well to sell out in this downtrend, why we felt that there was a variety of factors that played into their mint, including their project founder, frequenting spaces, the right mint cost, and having the right individuals on their team to help drive that interest. In addition to this, we dove into Oak Paradise and the fact that they deleted their Discord and Twitter prior to mint. There was a ton of red flags, a variety of speakers that had heard some insider information around the project that felt comfortable sharing it during this space. And then we concluded with what we're looking at market-wide, how we feel about certain projects, what's upcoming, and more from things like Tile Robotics, upcoming mints on the OpenSea launchpad, and Magic Eden support for Ethereum NFTs. Tune into this show live Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern time at Easy Eats Bodega on Twitter.
What is going on, beautiful Solana ecosystem? Seems like we're back alive today. Huge volume uptick. The day's barely even started, in my opinion. We got a whole lot going on. A project rugged before they minted. That's a first. We caught a great sellout and a couple speakers up here. I know they're going to want to talk about it. With the Liberty Square mint in a three-hour space leading up to this, ton of good dialogue about it. I know we're going to talk about it. I know we're going to dive into it. I'm excited for it. We'll keep the shill of it to a minimum, but we'll let them get their kudos on it. I know we got some other things heating up here. Still waiting on why are these lizards ripping? How are they picking their one-of-ones? The timeline's crazy, man. It's moving. It's shaking. Solana's alive and well. I couldn't be more excited. Pio, running man, how are you?
Easy, I'm good, man. We just did a little YouTube show. I saw Manny V in the comments. He's here on stage right now. And he was asking, like, when's the Solana NFT coming out? When's Easy's Solana NFT coming out? I let him know, man. Easy's dropping a Cardano NFT. You know what I mean?
Like, we're playing come on checkers. Now. Two steps ahead.
We're playing chess, baby. We're no checkers around here. So look out for Cardano. Shout out Ada.
I mean, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Shout out all the Cardano bag holders. I hope your stablecoin's treating you well. But we don't discriminate. If you want to come over to the Solana side, we'll welcome you with open arms. Running man, how are you, my friend?
How's it going, Easy? All right. When does Liberty and Flip Degen time? literally, you know, whether that's in the Ted Sol and these are pre-minted point eight. You know what I mean? But I was in that space earlier. And it sort of like felt to me like there was like a fuse lit, like Solana sort of just like woke up in like this short space of time. I've got to give it Frank, you know, he sort of like lit the fuse on that one because it was looking a bit hazy at the start. But I mean, when we talk about projects, I mean, this I'm not going to shill it because it's just valid alpha. You know, they've gone about things the right way. And the art's on point, community's on point. They've been building since September, and it's a low mint high supply. And I think it's early days, but maybe there could be a meta shift coming in here. But it's early to say. Definitely things are on the uptick today, though.
Nah, man, it's awesome to see. I think you're right on the money with that. We saw a nice Frank tweet, kind of light the fuse under the market's ass here. I know the only people who are probably extremely pissed about that tweet are the ones that took the under on the over-under for Cubist on Liberty Square. I think it was at like one, if even that, which is crazy odds, and it was like a 7x payout if you took the over. So shout out those overbettors. Shout out the gamblers. Gamba Meta is alive and well here. We're thriving. I love it, man. This is an electric day. I'm happy to be in the depths of Sol, and I know a bunch of other people are. Shillin, what's going on?
I was just going to say, I mean, this is our DJ and we are at Nifty, because I think it was most of us that was on the over.
entire Discord's been yelling, like, we're taking the over, 7x pay, we're doing
7X.
It.
And real quick, I was just going to say, real quick, speaking of gambling, because we had the poker tournament for UK time in the Discord today, I heard Running Man was not allowed in this tournament. Is that correct, Running Man?
I mean, I've been busy, but most likely, PO, given the success rates in previous tournaments. But I'm not sure. I mean, usually, if I do win something, I usually give the prize away in any case to whoever comes second. You know what I mean? I just like the buzzer winning.
I heard you cheat. I heard you were cheating, and that's why they kicked you out.
I get told that a lot. To be fair, the more I practice, the luckier I get. I think that's the sign. I think John Player said that in golf.
No, but hey, if you're not, Soul Trades, free Discord pinned above. Appreciate you tuning in, joining in. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Got to chill in a little bit. Chilling, what's going on? You had your hand up. You got the Lizard PFP. Where's the honorary? Did you sell your 150 Liberty Squares at two?
Okay, I'll answer all that real quick. So it pissed me off whenever they made Iced. Like the first honorary was to Iced, and I'm like thinking to myself, this guy literally said to fade it. And then they started rolling them out one after another, and it was just like SMB and Boogles. And then I started to realize, oh, wait a second, they might be onto something. This is my exit liquidity that they were targeting, which I really appreciate. I did DM them, like, what the fuck's going on, bro? And they're like, oh, we didn't know you wanted one because you're already using a PFP. Like, that's how we're going to make you an honorary. So they're going to make me one. I don't know how they should, like, roll it out. I said it better be, like, a grand scheme thing because how you guys – I felt like I was dealt dirty, like, easy. I had no idea about these fucking honoraries. Second answer the Liberty Square shit. I haven't sold any just because I'm too lazy right now and I'm making food. I didn't know they were above two. I'm about to run to my computer and just brick the living fuck out of that floor. And I want to also, like, cover the Liberty Square mint. Some things we need to take away, like when we have, like, things sell out. Like when we looked at Baked Beavers, Cheddar Block Games, and now Liberty Square, that all three of those were, like, really super annoying on every single space. They joined literally every single space. And I think that was, like, paid a big part of it. Someone mentioned it already, like a low mint price, yet a high supply. Like, there's that one soul in my mind barrier. Like, once you get over one soul, it becomes, like, expensive for some reason. But, like, under one soul, felt like there's no risk here, so I'm just going to mint. So I think also getting that 10K army built early was very beneficial. That's two takeaways from it. And then probably my last takeaway was the whitelist thing. There was, like, almost a three-hour lull in the mint where it was, like, you were just sitting there waiting on your hands, waiting to go public, and, like, people were starting to get nervous because, like, it was inching lower and lower. I think we need to, like, reevaluate the whitelist or at least the timer.
You're going to piss off PO so bad with that because the OK Bears had a very small window from when you could mint to whitelist
1 hour.
In public. Yeah, so I think it was like an hour and a half. We'll give him a little bit of leeway. But PO was on a live, like, YouTube, missed the mint completely, and then obviously we know what happened with the Bears. So
I love missing $18,000 real quick. I don't need that. Who needs
the way
that?
You hold on to stuff, though, bro, there's a 0% chance you would have sold it. You'd be telling me now, like, easy. That. Man, you should have kept the bear.
No, I would sell that because, like, you know, like, look, it's hard to, like, sell things when you're talking about them on your morning show and shit. I wasn't talking about OK Bears. No one knows my Solana wallet. I mean,
yeah, you would have flowed the shit out of it. It's cool.
No one cares. And no one gives a shit.
I don't have much of an argument against that. Valid point. I still feel for you a little bit, but I'm always proud of my OK Bears trade, even though I still catch some flack. Shillin, what's going on?
Yeah, I agree with PO here. It should have been a longer whitelist mint, but that was in that market condition. Like, market conditions have changed, and I've noticed, like, it's actually causing projects, like, big pains because of this long whitelist window where people just – I think if you just open up to public, maybe, like, 15 minutes whitelist, but then it needs to get to public quick.
Bro, it's got to be a 30-minute whitelist, running timer, and honestly, like, allocate some heavy whitelist spots so that the mint continues to drive, like, steadily. And as soon as that public opens, you know people are going to fly to it. Because I think there were some good points brought up, like 30% of whitelists end up minting. And for me, that's an interesting stat. So even that, like if you allocate a full whitelist supply and you sell 30% in 30 minutes, that's a pretty good move on a whitelist. That moving into public, that thing will probably cruise. Running man real quick, then we'll hit Alex, pass to Jux and Manny.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, especially when whitelists are valuable and people, you know, either turn up and mint them or don't, like, but I mean, you're getting probably the first hit on whitelist, you know, that it's a mint, and then you've got like an hour waiting for like some stragglers to turn up before public, and it just slows the whole process down, drives the hype down. So yeah, short of whitelist and then less hit public. Yeah, I agree with that completely. It just keeps everything flowing, keeps the hype there. And as I said, the whitelist really moves at the start of when it opens, but you know, it sort of then starts dragging for like 45 minutes, like, and you know, I think definitely shorten that time down. So I agree with Alex there for sure.
No, and I think that we are going to start seeing some more adjustments there as the market moves. Like, you almost have to be fluid. Other than that, though, man, Liberty crushed this mint, this rollout. I'm hyped for them. Love the team. Excited to see kind of what's next. I'm excited for the reveal because, man, we've been fudding the hell out of this art. So hopefully it impresses us and we keep seeing that floor price move higher. Shillin, what's going on?
Yeah, so I'm going the opposite way with you on the whitelist. I think they should be very, very selective on their whitelist because too many people are willing to take like 0.01 profit at this point. So the less you whitelist is actually better because you can drive up the price more easily because we're getting like – it's getting sloppy jalopy. You got like 10,000 people whitelisted. And if you were just like 100 people whitelisted and you knew they were going to mint and you knew they wouldn't just take 0.1 sold profit, that would be the ideal situation because then you're going to drive the public mint even higher because – those people will sell at a much higher rate. But like I said, people were willing to take 99 cent profit in whitelist today.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's any mint though. Sadly, you're going to see people take those quick gains. It's just part of Sol. Like people are just open to get in and out. And I think a few people who were selling at like 0.9 technically lost a little bit of money or made less than a dollar. I'm a huge fan too. I want to call it out of the 4% royalty. I don't know how that's going to be sustainable for long-term revenue. But from a trading perspective, man, that shit is a gold mine. I can scalp like 0.3s all day, pack my bags, and just get ready for Sol to get to 1,000 next bull. Jux, what's going on?
Yo, yo. Good day in the space. Good to see a good project, good team win. I feel like it's a big W for the entire space in whole. I know that my AirPods are somewhat waterproof, somewhat sweatproof, but I'm testing if they're bloodproof today. If I have to hear Alex over-enunciate liquidity one more time, I'm going to off myself.
Those are the two things I love most about him are the way that he says liquidity and capitulation. Any other way to say it, if he said it just totally calm, I'd be more concerned for the Solana ecosystem than any project rugging. Those two things are what's sustaining this market entirely. Wanted to pass it over to Manny. I think you had your hand up. What's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to give, what's it called, Liberty Square their flowers. But I was doing some math on these lizards, dude. There's only 1,600 that aren't staked. And of the 1,600, there's only like 300 that might be listed. It might be less now. That's not that many. Like, you know, we're still talking about these lizards. And with them getting all of this time and attention, I think they rip.
The tough part for me is like, it's still the lizards. Like there's this like sour taste in my mouth and I still have to watch Alex every day cover my timeline. So I think I just have these negative associations. The other thing though, is the one thing that's pretty damn clear about this is that Hydra is still crushing marketing. There's no way you can doubt or argue that they've taken over the project. And now the only thing I see on my timeline are these goddamn lizards. And it's not even an upcoming mint. But Sock, what's going on?
How you doing, man? Good to be here. Congrats to Liberty Squared. I'm going to say something nice to Alexander here, and I feel like I'm probably going to regret it. But I just want to definitely congratulate you guys with the lizards. Definitely crushing the marketing. I think it's a fantastic thing for the space and for rugs in general. And, you know, we're working hard in the shadows here. So, you know, you guys got to watch your back there.
Hey, keep building, keep driving. I'm excited to see what happens with it all. Nugget, what's going on?
So I kind of want to just continue the Liberty Square conversation. I got to say the mint went completely different than I thought. For the fact that it sold out in 15 minutes is astonishing. I feel like that was a really big win for the Solana NFT market today. We got a good project. It minted out smoothly. No issues. Its floor is holding up very well. Nothing going on with the devs. I feel like that's a really big win for the Solana market today. And I'm actually really impressed. I did paper hand mine so fast. Probably like the 1.6 range. A bit sad about I could have, you know, gotten a bit more profit, but I'm probably going to buy back a common once reveal happens. But honestly, I'm very impressed with the Liberty Square team. So definitely a project I see lots of good things coming out of from.
I'd made my trade on it, got out of 18 of them at 1.6, like a bozo, still holding 10. That's kind of where I'm at. And yet I'm almost tempted to floor the 10 and just buy ones I like post reveal. But the way these damn things are trading, I know I'm just going to end up kicking myself over that move. Shawnee, what's going on? Then we'll hit Frisk, Running Man, and Chillin.
Yo, yo. Yeah, I was just going to hit on that. Like, this is a trader's dream, right? Like, we're finally seeing a project with pretty low royalties. You touched on this a little with the tweet this morning. Easy. Like this is a dream to have liquidity flowing in, low royalties. You can kind of swing trade these things. I as well sold a bunch at like the 1.8, 1.9 range. And I'm looking for like post reveal stuff as well. But like this, yeah, it speaks to what it is. And the good thing is, even if it's the same liquidity flowing into the project just on dips and more people buying back in or whatever. Like, it's getting volume for Liberty Square, a team that I think is going to prove themselves. And it's like helping Solana as a whole and Magic Eden get the volume up, which has been like an issue the past few weeks with low volume. So I think this is like a step in the right direction.
Bro, seeing that volume break 70K like an hour ago, I was like, oh, this feels nice. Like, looking at secondaries, there's more than just one project getting more than 100 number of trades in a 5-minute window. We haven't seen this in weeks. It's been just like boring. We're just aping launch my NFTs and selling them at 0.1 with holding 200 of them. It's fun at times, but man, I'm just tired of clicking all the buttons. Frisk, what's going on?
So I just want to thank everyone on the speaker panel and the listeners. Not because of the flowers we're getting, but for listening to me shill for the past like 3 fucking weeks nonstop and putting up with me doing that. I really appreciate you guys a ton. I'm glad that we can all celebrate this together now, because this is a project that's been meaning a lot to all of us. I will say the most surprising thing for me of all today is I've never heard Alex be that enthusiastic ever in his fucking life than he was in that space. That guy sounded excited as hell watching this thing mint out, and I'm like, dude, who were you? Like,
he bought 150. I would be excited as hell too. That dude's up like 300 soul.
It was so polarizing. I was like, dude, what happened to you from like an hour ago to now? You're like jumping and screaming. Like, who is this person?
A 10 grand day will change anyone's mood instantly. So I'm hyped for the boy. I'm excited that the kiddo has done it, as some others have called him. But Running Man, what's going on? And then we'll pass it to the man of the hour, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I mean. At least this, you know, projects starting to use his brain and work hard. That, like, you know, the royalty is 4.4%, but look at the volume. I mean, you know, what's worth more? 4.4% of 50K or like 10% of 10K? You know, there's just by having lower royalties, it just opens you up when you're trading. And I mean, there's a lot of traders on Solana. It opens you up to so many more plays, you know, during the lifespan of that project, or, you know, over a period of time. And it's just going to attract way, you know, you're going to end up making way more by having lower royalties than you do just actually maxing them out, in my opinion. Also, as well, just talking about Alex's point on whitelist, you know, only like allowing people to mint who will mint an alt. I'm not pretty sure, wasn't there a project launching that was sort of like a feedback system for whitelisters? So, like, they have like a rating based on, you know, whether they mint or don't mint, and whether they hold or don't hold over a certain period of time. I'm sure there was so much being developed, but I'm not sure if it come to anything. So, yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot of moves and changes on the whitelist stuff. One of the things that I was interested in, and I threw a tweet out, I was curious if a project's ever done, like, an increased mint price for whitelist. Not a ton, but, like, 1.1 instead of 1. Almost like you're not dealing with the bots, and then that could also potentially drive public mint. I don't know how it would work. Maybe whitelist just wouldn't buy the damn thing, but it's an interesting idea. Shillin, what's going on?
Yeah, the whole point for me, like, whitelist is to, like, squeeze. So you guys are trying to make, like, a diluted whitelist, which doesn't make sense. So, like, 100-person whitelist, squeeze it, like, 10x the mint price. Then people are going to, like, want to ape into public with my whole I don't know if I got past. I do want to end, like, a couple people hit me up. Dirty Sock was trying to associate the lizards with the balloons. They're not associated in the slightest. I'd like to point out we're more likely related to Tios. They were a rugged project, successfully now one of the blue chips, and I plan on, like, once Hydra starts launching projects that are way better than Tragic Eden right now. And to get to the next point, I was happy because when I made a tweet, I was like, man, did anyone mint these? And I just saw people bitching and moaning that they couldn't mint. So I was just thinking, oh my God, so much exit liquidity is about to hit my pockets because everyone's going to ape onto secondary. That is why I was happy, because I knew the exit liquidity was coming. Same thing with DGen Town. I meant it. I was like, did anyone mint these things? And I just knew all my exit liquidity was going to be on the secondary.
No, I am glad that you found all of your exit liquidity and actually made some moves on said liquidity. But Shake, what's going on? First time you're up here. Excited to hear what's going on. Hopefully you also found some capitulation.
Yeah, no, I was just laughing at how Alex was saying liquidity. I'm not sure how he
what's comical about it. I think he's just describing the flow of funds here.
Yeah, no, okay. But yeah, no, I was just going to say that it's really good. Congratulations on the Liberty Square. mint, like seeing the sellout was really good. I was like, all the volume, because honestly, in my opinion, on the current state of the market, I haven't been even looking at current mints and upcoming projects get whitelist for, because I'm just like, every mint is just gonna end up being slow, cutting supply, gonna do dog shit and then run up in secondary, so might as well just buy on secondary. But seeing this actually just like be a good mint, like we're used to seeing back in the bull market, so yeah, I just think it's a step in the right direction for the space. So hopefully this is like a preview of what's to come, you know, when the ball comes back, hopefully. So yeah, congrats again on Liberty Square.
I think this sets the precedent is the big thing here. Like, we're seeing that projects can 100% still sell out in the market and get insane secondary volume if they navigate the market intelligently. Liberty had been in spaces, had rarely shilled from the page account, let Frisk do all the heavy lifting, let Frisk give up 50% of his pay to everybody that allowed him to talk, let Cass do a bunch of the marketing and driving the efforts in the Discord. So just a really sharp job by the project creator to drive this sellout. I mean, the royalty percentage, the mint cost, like, it was all lined up perfectly for this downtrend, and it was just good that they stuck to their guns. So, Cass, what's going on?
Hey, first off, obviously, I want to thank everyone for today. It's been a wild ride of emotions. And also, like, I just wanted to reiterate, this is the first day I've really seen so many people talking about the market in a positive way. And I don't know, maybe it's coming from like a different perspective as a person on the team. But I also, like, people are like, can you believe there's already people trading and selling and all that? But we've always encouraged that, like, make your money back and buy in so you can be part of the long-term project. We don't care that things are selling or people are trying to get money. That's part of how this ecosystem works, and then you can come back and be here for the longer and see what we're building.
No, I think there's still a lot of uncertainty and a lot of like anticipation. People are excited to see what's going to happen. I did want to just call out, volume just went to an abrupt halt. Magic Eden's completely down at the moment. I wish I was kidding. They just put out a tweet, our site's taking a breather, devs are doing everything they can, what are you listening to cope? We'll start Save Your Tears by the weekend. Shout out them, man. Right when OpenSea is potentially launching a launch pad, Coral Cube, they're trying to shut down the aggregators. All hell's breaking loose. Those poor bags for volume, their 2% fees are lacking for the next 15 or so minutes. But hey, that sucks. Mr. Nugs, what's going on?
So I just wanted to say the best thing about this mint is, yeah, obviously, it pumped a lot of people's bags, especially Alex, because he bought 150 of them. That's crazy, because when I entered the space, all I heard was him flooding the project. So what a shocker. But I want to say what I feel like is the best thing about this project even selling out is really someone was just kind of dipping their feet into the subject, was the hope that it gives for the Solana NFT community. One, even in a bull market, people viewed a 9,999 supply as preposterous. Some people even call it greedy because they're just thinking people are chasing out for money. For such a high supply, and I understand that the mint price was like fairly low, being 0.88, but to some people, even with such a low mint price, they're only going to mint one. And from what I've heard, that the follower account is less than the supply. I don't know if that's true. I didn't do my own research. I just bought because I heard so many great things about them. But the fact that it's able to maintain below 10% listing rate, the fact that their floor is almost triple what the mint price was, the fact that they sold out in a good, consistent time, it really gives us hope in this market to see that all these projects were getting torn down to a piece. Even projects like Great Goats, which had like 300,000 followers, could even do what Liberty
Square. Please don't FUD those. I hold 20 of them. Please be nice.
Back in the section itself.
I'm down so bad.
But I just feel like it's something, it really is a relief for me, because I'm watching all these projects just fall to zero. And I'm seeing that I haven't even, there's days where I just go without checking the market whatsoever. And to see that there's something where the community can just come together, finally be relieved that we're making some money and not having to scramble off of other things like begging people, it's really just something good to look at.
No, it's nice to be in these spaces today, because it's comical from like all the FUD and like shit posting and kind of the BS we do to entertain ourselves in the interim. And today's just been pure market talk. Like, I was in Hello Moon space earlier talking about volume, what was moving with like these religious art style pieces and Saint Degen and some other angels thing that's pumping at like 2.3.
And it's just good to see, like, volume's still here. People still want to trade, and that's extremely clear to me. And getting a mint like this that just took off, I think is going to start to set a precedent for a lot of other projects. And that is something I want to dive into. We did see a Project Rug pre-mint today, and that was impressive. Like, I'm just genuinely impressed. But Jux, what's going on? And then we'll hit out Running Man and pass it down to Just Simply Rob.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the topic of, like, market sentiment and everything going on today. Disclaimer, I eat crayons for breakfast. I'm a sneakerhead and trading card guy. I'm not a crypto native. I stayed up last night to make sure I was wide awake at 5:30 my time to, see what the Feds and, CPI and everything was looking like this morning. And we had, it was pretty red for what, an hour or two. And then we had this like really solid bounce back. Do you think people are starting to like, I don't know, take that as like a comforting feeling to, extend themselves out in a, the NFT space and whole?
I'm an avid believer in Marin and moon cycles. So tailing the moon cycles, we got a new moon. We appreciate that bounce. She's calling for a pump to the 28th from the 14th. So right now I bought some salami last night. I'm hoping that sellers are just tired or exhausted here. I don't think we're going to just bounce and like all of a sudden we're in a bull market by any means. The CPI report just came out and we're at 9.1%. So for anyone who's not familiar with that, what that means is prices of everyday things are going to go up. As a consumer, you're going to spend more and your bank account will have less in it by 9.1%, give or take, is the rough average. The sentiment about the market was that this could have been taken from any day in June and prices are actually downclining, including gas being down at like 8%. So I know we're getting big macro here outside of crypto, but a lot of people think that this may be a nice relief rally. And if the moon cycles line up, astrology for men over here, I'm going to try to trade this pump up to the 28th when that cycle resets. But I mean, I'm not mad that we're catching a pump right here after it literally shit the bed this morning. Wanted to quickly pass it over to Man, or we're actually going to hit Running Man first, then Rob, then Manny, then Shake. Running Man,
what's going on? To be honest, I appreciate Marin as well. To be honest, yeah, she's doing pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I think the catalyst here is that it's like what I've been saying all week and the last couple of weeks. This isn't like a coincidence. This project has actually like launched properly, done all the groundwork first, and done it in the right way. And I think that's the only reason why Frank's give him a retweet to set it off today. He wouldn't just support anybody. He obviously sees like what something in him, in this project in himself like. And I think, these projects need to start bringing this now along, start doing the groundwork and the work, come up with, decent concepts and decent artwork, actually do some work, And, obviously, like, work out what royalties work, what's going to trade well. And Liberty Square have done that. And I think that's the catalyst, really, is that, like, projects need to start, I think we might start seeing that start to improve now. So, I've been trying to cast a light on, good projects all week, trying to keep it positive. And then, hopefully we see more of that going forward now.
I think we will, even if it's a temp relief rally. Honestly, like, a coiling market's not a bad thing. When SOL trades in a range, we typically see a nice pump in the NFT market. So, in Solana NFTs, same kind of goes on the ETH side. So I wouldn't be too mad if we coil here from like a macro standpoint. Just Simply Rob, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Easy? Running Man, PO, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How's the market treating you?
Everything good, Easy. Yeah, I met Running Man in other spaces, and then PO, we spoke in briefly because I think I won an NFT on your morning space. And just wanted to just come through, but we never really formally got to meet. I'm a physique bodybuilder, new to the ecosystem, new to crypto and NFTs of like 6 months ago. And just wanted to say what's up, man, and let you guys know that you guys are going to be seeing more of me. I'm really involved with the Shredded Apes on the ecosystem, and I'm real bullish in Solana. I met a lot of good dudes. And like I said, just throwing my name out there and just letting you know I said what's up.
No, appreciate you coming up. If there's anything you're trading, looking at, et cetera, definitely pull back up, talk about it. Any thoughts on the market? We love new voices. And that goes for anyone in the audience. If you got something to talk about in the market, buying, selling something, feel a certain way about anything in your bags, as long as you're not part of a team or a project, come up, shoot the shit. Let's hear what's going on. Shake.
Yeah,
what's
but,
happening?
Oh, but don't randomly shill bullshit three times in a row like yesterday's morning show. I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. Didn't know what was happening. I thought my fucking brain was going to be scrambled. It was like an alternate reality. All right, sorry. I got it off my chest. Sorry.
It was impressive to see those people honestly come up back to back to back. And just be like, yeah, so I'm on this team and you got to hear about it. But Shake, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, no, I just remember that you guys mentioned St. DJ's. I was in a space with Shawnee. I don't know if it was last night or two nights ago, but the St. DJ's were in there as well. And yeah, I think this kind of links to like what Liberty Square was doing in Frisk. But when it comes to marketing, post and pre-mint, I feel like the meta is always changing. So now I guess like Twitter Spaces just becomes such a big thing in NFTs. Like when I started back in February, no one was doing fucking Twitter Spaces. And now that has just become such a big thing, I think Alex kind of started this meta, I'm not sure, but now that everyone just does it, I do think that that is like the best way to be marketing projects right now anyway. It's probably going to change in the future. So yeah, that's why kind of I bought St. DJ's. It also got called out in the Discord I'm in. And I don't really do research. If I just see an alpha call, I'm just like, okay, this should make me money. And I just kind of pray for the best. But yeah.
Just to give context, Twitter Spaces like rose to prominence in like March, April 2021. A guy named Deez kind of pioneered the NFT space, Twitter Spaces. And the NFT space absolutely fucking lives on Twitter Spaces. People will not go to YouTube. People are like, oh, you have a YouTube channel. I don't give a shit. What's YouTube? I'm on Twitter Spaces.
Yeah. It's funny to see the Soul Space kind of move into this interest a little bit later, because Pio and Nick have been doing their shows since September every day. And now we have these late night spaces on Soul. We have this show on Soul. We have Project AMAs on Spaces. It just seems like Web3 has become like a Twitter safe space. And it almost even feels like we're moving so much further away from Discord. People are so adamant about getting AMAs on Twitter instead of in a Discord group.
Yeah, I was legit saying as well that at this point, Twitter is overtaking Discord in terms of just like marketing and just for people getting information nowadays as well. So
I just think it's a little bit faster. Like there's too many Discords for me to navigate and have to look at announcement channels. And most people will take like announcement channels and put it in their own personal Discord just so that that's the only thing they see. I miss so many like signups and whitelist things and Sorry, I got a phone call there. I was saying I get a bunch of projects and everything else that kind of comes into play that I totally forget about because Discord's just busy. You know what I mean? So it's I tend to stay away from it. We'll see how it keeps shifting. Who knows? Maybe Twitter Spaces will support video. I can only imagine the chaos that would happen from there. But I wanted to pass it over to Frisk. Frisk, what's going on?
Okay, real quick. Just for the record, I was not hired to shill Liberty Square. I do it because I want to. I just had to make that clear. But I actually want to shift away from Liberty Square for a second. Liberty, Jesus, easy. You mentioned that there was a project that rugged before it minted. What project? I've been like doing Liberty stuff. I didn't even know that was going on.
Yeah, we'll dive into that in a minute. I want to get these other hands. We'll hit it right after a brief middle of the space break here in a couple minutes. But Manny, what's going on? Then we'll hit D-Deep, Cass, and Chillin.
Yeah, I was just thinking about like some of these projects that we totally forgot even existed. Like I was looking at a Neon Game or something. I bought three of them a long time ago, forgot I even had them. And then somebody on Discord said that they had like a new art announcement. And I was just going to throw in like a little bit of Pocket Alpha on that because I think that those might pump once the art's revealed.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Neon Game, wasn't that the one that was supposed to be like the wolf
game? Easy. It was like Cops game, but it never actually got built. All that was going to do is just say, they just kept saying that it was going to be built tomorrow, pump the price, get some more Sol, and then just like completely like blank it for about a month. Like, yeah. So I'm getting some new art now.
Great. I'm still waiting on the game. Delightful. D-Deep, what's going on? All right, hands still up, nothing to be heard. Appreciate the opinion. Chillin, what's happening?
Yeah, so with Tragic Eden going down again, and they're trying to integrate Ethereum, I don't know if anyone has any of the alpha on there. I just saw the Ethereum tag on there, but I think they're trying to overstep at this point. They just need to work on getting everything. Like we saw today, the launch pad, they need to fix their launch pad.
Yeah, I mean, you bought it 150 on it, so clearly there's something wrong. I probably had to spam like 400 transactions to mint 20 manually with 10 per transaction. So I think there's got to be a smoother way to do it, but at the same time, it's like that race to the finish where people are just spamming the ever living hell out of it, trying to just get a single NFT from it. I wanted to pass it over to Cass. Cass, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to circle back on the topic of marketing and spaces. I don't know if it's from me coming from ETH to Sol, but they were actually super popular on ETH since like January, but the type of space has changed. So they used to be about like how to market your project versus AMAs. So the projects would come on and they would like give them advice. And now it looks like it's more like certain people holding AMAs for projects, and the people really make a difference. And even just that slight shift of how the spaces are run has changed the whole meta.
I completely agree. Going back to like the original ETH days way back in the summer of 2020 at this point, which is wild to think about, almost 2 years ago, all the spaces were like, come shill your art, come talk about what you're doing, let's give you advice. And it's such a different vibe now. Like, we have these very anti-shill spaces or AMAs where it's only about the one project. I'm curious to see where the spaces are and what becomes like the medium for NFTs longer term. And shit, I mean, I love Twitter spaces. My screen time's up over 10 hours a day. My eyes hurt. My ears hurt. But I love hanging out here and just seeing all these JPEGs on my screen for multiple hours every single day. Jux, what's going on?
Yeah, someone had mentioned Neon Game a second ago. And I was super bullish on all those platforms. It just sucked that no one was able to truly be the Wolf Game derivative that we were looking for on Solana. I think that's the only brand that's using that sort of gamification initially, right? Because I don't think it can last. If anyone remembers how the Cops game, Run Run Chicken, Neon Game games sort of were supposed to play out, Avex had one as well. I like the idea. I still think there's a way to make it work if you have like a good like internal roadmap that you know how you're going to pivot from that first phase. But yeah, I remember being super bullish on Neon Game. The projects right now that I'm really bullish on, looking to invest for long-term holds, is definitely SMBs, Boryoku's, and Thugbirds. I know that that's going against the grain for a lot of people out here. But I think
two of those make you sound crazy, bro. I think two of them make me a little worried that you're even bringing them up. But one of them I'm a fan of. I'm excited to see how SMB trades. Thugbirds, I have no idea what to believe from that project. It's like some days I see sales for 30, and other days I see sales for 3. And just nothing on the timeline. And then the Dragons, man. I was like one of the most outspoken people for the Dragons for a while. I minted a variety of them, was one of the first like 20 mints from the stealth link. Like, we were just early in one of my Discords on that. But then they just focused on Sandbox. And bro, does Sandbox even get more than 5 players a day? Like, that's my biggest concern, is like, you got to be aware of the market.
Do you think it will come back though easy? So
It's tough.
It's tough, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm a guy that's, you know, rookie card collector, like OG original signature series on shoes. So when I see these projects, I'm thinking like the OGs. So we're talking, I'm looking like 3-5 year investments on these. SMBs obviously are going to be the one if you're looking for more like short term value, but you're obviously paying the price for that one at this moment.
I look at them like this though. I see more of the SMBs like the punks. It's that OG historical first marketplace, first mover. Sure, there's an argument that can be made for soul punks, but the statement for SMBs were like, it was unique and new to Solana for like a new pixel animal that people were just a big fan of. My concern with Boryoku is it's much like Cyber Kongs. Right now they're reliant on Boku, but other than that, they haven't pivoted much, and it shows in the floor price. The babies are down to sub 10. So like that, I've never thought I would see that. I sold a baby for 70 after I got it for like 30 on the last pre-pump. And now I'm just like, looking at that price action, I don't know if I could ever get back in. I like the idea though. Like, as time goes on, people do look for those historical ones. And their team is, it's a little bit more of a mature team, especially like talking to some of those members. That's the thing I'm kind of interested in, seeing how that pans out longer term. But let's give it over to Nugget. Then we'll hit Manco and Ulysp. And then a quick break here in the middle before we pivot to the lovely Oak Paradise. What's going on, Nugget?
So I just wanted to quickly go back to what Alex kind of brought up about Magic Eden. I thought it was screenshot with the whole, oh, they're going to try to introduce it there. I feel like that's one of the most pointless things they could be doing. I feel like there's a lot of other stuff they could be focusing on, because I've heard from Ethereum whales who genuinely laughed when they heard the floor price for DeGod, which we call the face of the market. Bringing over Ethereum projects isn't going to benefit them anyway. It's not like bringing over to Solana to OpenSea, because that's different. Because the people over on Ethereum quite literally are a whole other league than most people who play on Solana. Again, just my take on it. I don't understand why Magic even thought it was a good idea. Now, if they try to introduce, I also saw another thing, which could be Photoshop. Don't know if it's real, but apparently they're trying to also bring Cardano NFTs.
That's a Photoshop. Yeah, okay. Me and Magic Eden were fighting each other. They're not that insane. They may be a little bit out of tune with the market, but at least they know to make Cardano jokes. So I'll cut you there, because we don't want to add even more FUD to the Magic Eden pile. Wanted to pass it over to Manco. Manco, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, guys? No, actually, I was going to talk about Magic Eden, but it doesn't matter. So, I mean, I wanted to say, like, you guys talk about the derivatives, right? And, like, compared to ETH and SOL, and in general, like, can derivatives ever be successful? You know, like, if you have, like, 60 variations of ape images on multiple chains, like, can that ever work? That's kind of, like, kind of a topic.
I look at, like, a monkey baby business. Sounds a wild name to say, and I know I mentioned it to Pio once, and he's like, I would never put something with that name in my wallet. But that's
I didn't say that, but I thought it.
Nah, it's that's a project that their development team's insane. HGE also goes by 9x9x9 on the ETH side of things, bought the number one rank. I think it was for 500 SOL. And that's a derivative project that's just done an absolutely great job bringing utility and value to a project that originally was a derivative. So I think some of it starts at a certain place. Like, a lot of people will write it off, but if they can show that there's value for them to exist in the ecosystem, they can absolutely run. I also think there has to be, like, if you just take D-Gods and mix it with Kets and make, like, dead Kets, that's not going to work. This was a little bit different, kept a slight deviation and still an existing project with a strong dev team. So, I mean, their dev team's carrying. I think that's the biggest factor. But Ulips, I'm saying you're wrong, brutally. Your name brutally wrong. What's going on?
Yo, Ulisipo. Yeah, so thanks. First of all, congrats to Liberty on such an epic launch. The collection sold out quickly, so that's great in the current market conditions. Second, I think today an important event also happened, which was the airdrop of the Soul Gods from Gothic Degen. This is the third collaboration and the one with the largest project yet. So I think the art is fantastic. You know, I'm showing it as my PFP. It will be interesting to see how the project goes from here in terms of floor price of both the main collection and also these collaborations. So the other day I talked in the show saying that there was reason for the floor price to go up. I mean, I'm still bullish, but, you know, let's see if I turn out to be right or not. So anyway,
I like the new meta, man. I like the new meta from Gothic Degens. They're doing a great job with this, like, collaboration effort and airdrops. But my biggest fear is that they just keep diluting their ecosystem with more of these. I know that there's subgroups, sub-DAOs, but you can only drop so many projects or collaborations until then you either have to start cycling back to the good ones and you have, like, Gen 2 collaborations, or you drive some other effort. I did see that they teased that you could also derug a project. I thought that was pretty interesting there. So for me, looking at some of those things, I want to see longer term how they can keep sustainability. If they can't, then that's a big concern. And I mean, right now it does kind of feel like a pyramid. I know that they've reached out a few times. They've tried to get on the space. I'm sure I'll end up talking to them and hearing about the sustainability. But overall, man, I like the art a lot, especially when they get a hold of pixel art and kind of clean that up a little bit. I did want to take a quick pause here. What we're going to do is just ease into some nice break at the moment. Understand, we're on Solana Made Easy, Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. Talking about that market alpha. What's moving? What's shaking? What projects are selling? What you're buying? What you're FUDing? What you like to get into in the market and more. As always, tune in. Turn those notifications on for the channel to go live, the space to kick off, and we'll keep talking about the market. We're not going anywhere. We got another 30 minutes today to dive into some of these other key pieces and what's hitting in the Soul ecosystem. Taking a look, we got the Oak Paradise rug before they even minted. I know I posted a tweet about this. They deleted their socials. A few people had reached out in the DMs to talk about what's going down, what's happening with it. It looks like they were relying on the mod team to create the full roadmap and white paper, at least the original owner was. The mods got pissed. They weren't getting paid. They all left the Discord. The owner woke up, realized there was no mods, and instead of solving the issue, deleted everything. I know Cody also commented on my post, had let a few people know that he was enjoying some dancing at a late-night venue with the owner of Oak Paradise. So I wonder if they spent some of those funds before they minted. That's always a little bit of a concern. I know Running Man had mentioned there's a little bit of FUD he had heard. I'm curious what your take is on it, and we'll hit some of these other hands as well.
Easy. They've done this twice. They actually launched the project. They actually started, like, you know, started marketing this project. Then they found out the original founder had already rugged a project. So they kicked him out of Discord and sort of like started, then set up a new Discord and just was going to build the project herself, and they've just rubbed the project again. But pre-mint, has anybody told them that they need to mint first before they do this? I mean, I'm like, I'm going to just do it for an hobby. I don't know. Yeah, it's probably good that they have deleted Discord. I mean, just touching on Gothic Degens. I mean, you're right regarding the Ponzi structure of expanding. But I do believe that projects can start off in a Ponzi-like structure and then with a bit of innovation start becoming more sustainable as they grow and, you know, start developing funds, you know, start growing funds that could probably reach sustainability through innovation. So, yeah, just to hit on that.
I do like that they've openly been talking about how they've managed conversations with Frank, and he's given a little bit of insight. I mean, it's clear Frank knows the market. He's done a great job with everything. And we saw today a tweet can just pump anything that guy touches at the moment. So the market's hot on Frank. It helps that there's definitely a tie to Gothic Degens with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just as well, though, it's just anything new. I mean, you know, their artwork, it's new. You know, the sort of thing that I'm doing is like a new idea. And I just think we're just crying out for, like, innovation and ideas, you know, instead of keep recirculating the same projects with staking and road, you know, like, it's just a copy and paste, these projects coming through. And I think anything that's new actually hits really hard. And I just think we need more innovators and more ideas in the space. And I think we're going to be Gucci, in my opinion.
And I think it's just a matter of time. The market's growing. We're seeing more developers enter the space. We're seeing more Git pushes to Solana dApps and Solana itself, which is awesome. Like, the market's growing. The ecosystem's growing. The functionality is growing. Frisk, what's going on?
So I'm a little floored by this. I had no idea this happened, that Oak Paradise, like, just up and, like, I just checked because I've been in their Discord and I just realized it's gone. I was like, when the hell did this happen? And hearing the story you just said, Easy, that's nuts. Like, I didn't, like, and Running Man said it, like, this happened twice. The original owner literally, like was trying to wreck the project, then they kicked him out and the team came in and took over. And so I was never supposed to say this, but I guess it doesn't really matter anymore, so I'm going to. From what I heard, they were supposed to launch on OpenSea, like the OpenSea launchpad. So that's,
yeah, that was the rumor, and I hope I don't want to cut you off. I was going to pass to Tommy here. Tommy was the one who was letting me know a little bit of this information. Tommy, what have you heard about this? Let's hear it.
Yeah, so in terms of, like, the reason why they got dropped by the launchpad is that they didn't turn the finished art in time, so OpenSea just dropped their ass. And then, like I was talking about, or like Easy was talking about earlier, their mods were tasked with creating, not just writing, creating the white paper and roadmap for the project, all for free mints. So
that's so
when
funny.
When homie fucked up the OpenSea stuff, they just were like, "Well, fuck this shit. We're not even gonna get paid anymore."
Yeah, this just sounds like a million red flags. I want to pass it over to Glockness, who had shot me a DM as well about the situation.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear your take
on it. So what initially happened is the founder, like the original founder, was going to rug the project. They found out he was like proposing some roadmap where they were going to like buy land in like South Carolina or something and build houses, which really wasn't feasible or something to that effect. And then they were like, oh, well, we're going to take over the Twitter. And they like hostile took over the Twitter and then made a new Discord and were like going to relaunch the project. And I'm not sure what all was going on after that. I was just kind of like, oh, I'm probably not going to mint this now because this just has a million red flags and it's like got a bad taste already. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just a very interesting situation where like there was a lot going on already and then you were just going to add more stuff on top of it. And if the OpenSea stuff's true, then I completely understand why they just pulled the plug because there was literally no point in going forward unless they were just going to do a free mint on Launch My NFT.
Yeah, it's
the art would have to be ready for that.
I was gonna say the art would have to be done. I think I did see a page already tweet at me and was like, "Let's launch a free NFT," and it was a picture of the Oak Paradise preview. I'm like, dude, this is it'd probably sell out on Launch My NFT just purely off people wanting to play the FOMO. But Ronnie, what's going on? And then we'll pass it back to Manko. All right, can't hear you, Manko. What's going on?
Yo, what's up, guys? I just wanted to kind of bring up the topic you brought up, sustainability, right? So, like, how can NFT projects without actually secondary royalties survive in the long run, right? Like, how do they establish the sustainable cash flow, right? Because at the end of the day, if you want to be a successful company, which at the end of the day, all the NFT projects are companies, I'm just very curious how can they survive the long run, if you see what I mean. Have you ever seen an example of like a sustainable cash flow which any of the NFT projects either on Sol or ETH has planned yet?
I mean, there's a variety of them. On the ETH side, look at like a Doge Capital. I know I've been talking about them a lot, but it's just because they're the most transparent with their funds. They post a fund sheet every month of what their income and outflow is. And the thing is that they have a lot of business to business stuff. So I think that's going to pick up a lot as projects start to release tools for other NFT projects to leverage. That's where we start to see more revenue generation, more avenues of funds flowing in. And I think you don't need to just focus on something like a royalties, which could eventually dry up. We saw it with the Meerkats. We saw it with the Piggies and Alpha Art. That eventually stops. So creating ways, tools, and even just a community that you can continue to drive value to can be that revenue generating source, whether it's content, much like the Nifty does, whether it's business-to-business functionality like Doge Capital does, or even as we see partnerships like Gothic Degens doing, they have an opportunity to also create and incentivize certain opportunities from like those collaboration efforts, splitting funds. From the ETH side of things, there's a lot more to that as well. I do want to pass it down to Naruto here. He's got the Bored Ape. Curious kind of what you have. Go ahead, Pio.
Yeah, and real quick, I mean, just because you brought it up, like right now for us, right, we have sponsorship revenue, we have NFT royalties, but the way that we're going to pivot is realistically going to be a more, like a similar approach to OnlyFans.
You said you weren't going to leak that in the last partner meeting, and I'm a little bit upset that you just ruined the entire business plan.
Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense, Juan Carlos.
No, but for real, I think there's a lot of opportunities here where it is more of that business-to-business approach, and I think we're going to start to see more projects take on that approach. But Naruto, what's going on?
Okay, first I want to clear it out that it's not a Bored Ape. It actually...
Oh, you got to go. See ya.
Is this what I fucking think it is, dude?
No, it's a Bored and Dangerous, if you've been following that project.
I feel a little bit That's better okay. about that. I feel That's better okay. about that.
So it was a licensed ape by Ape Wood, and he's like a good friend of mine. And he's like, yeah, it's like a licensed one and you can use as long as we're running for promotions. I really need to change that. I recently minted three Bored and Dangerous yesterday. So that was pretty good. That's a lovely community and one of the only communities that I've really been like excited about, because they have a nice story. And it's an ETH project. You guys are Solana. But I have a question, to be very honest here. And the question is that you guys have been talking about all these business projects and stuff, right? They have utilities, they have a roadmap and everything like that. How does the market react when it comes to free mints, such as like Moonrunners or, like the Saudis or stuff like this? Like, you know, there are good question. Projects.
It's a good question, but I think I just want to chime in. I think the big thing here, and coming from the ETH side of things, those free mints still cost $10 to $20, $30 per mint. On the Sol side, you're getting things at like 0.1, which is literally $3. And so that's where you see a lot more volume at the moment. And projects like that, Gothic Degens, like Saint Degens, like a few others have been 0.069 cost. That's less than a dollar. Like right now, that's wild. And then they go and Gothic Degens pumped all the way up to 16. We saw Saint Degens get up to 2. There's a few other projects that have gone 2,000x off of that, 200 to 1,500x. It's insane to see. And I think some of the free mints here too are where you do get a lot of that traction. It's almost like support me by minting this and then we'll give value later. And then that drives the floor price action, which has been an interesting dynamic for the last like month or two. We got a ton of hands though. Tell me what's going on.
So I wanted to like, because you were talking about Doge Capital, do you think something that holds back their floor price is to do with the fact it's like a derivative art and it's not like new in a sense?
I think marketing could be much better. That's like my big thing here. We've been talking about it a lot. Their project seems to be doing all the right things, but I just don't see them. I don't see the PFPs responding or blowing up my notifications or bothering the hell out of me on spaces. I don't see their community responding and rating a tweet that has nothing to do with them. Just see 1500 PFPs. And for whatever reason, that psychological factor, even though it makes me never want to acknowledge any of those people, they sit in my head and they have free real estate and it definitely does something. I know this is probably a terrible thing to admit because now it's just going to be nonstop for like the next 48 hours, but that's a big part of it. And I think their marketing is lacking. So the derivative standpoint, it's also like, is it a clear derivative? Like, are they just taking something and putting a mustache on it, or like a wig and calling it something else? Or are they actually trying to do something? And I think Doge Capital is a great example of actually trying to do something and get away from the derivative tag. But Hambo, what's going on? And then we'll hit Frisk, Manny, and Running.
Yo, I just wanted to ask, did you learn how to kickflip yet? Or
hey, you got one sole bet here. You're going to get a video of me hitting a kickflip later, and I better get those Liberty Square decks that I've been promised by everybody on the team, including the two people on stage. Thank you for that. I want to claim all 12. Frisk, what's going on?
I think he left, but that Naruto guy, I had a question for him. I think he owns my ENS, like oxfrisk.eth. I need to know. Anyways, it's not important. Sorry.
No way.
I'm serious. All people. Yeah, it was so weird. I was like, dude, like, wait, I know you. And now he's gone. I'm going to DM him.
Hey, you might want to get a hold of that. But Manny, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, with all of these known ruggers, like, the only lesson that we can all learn is, if somebody tells you who they are, believe them, right? Like the Chimpians guy, the Just Ape guy, the Zagabond Azuki guy. Like, we just need to learn as a space. Like, if they're known ruggers, like, they're not going to learn anything. They're just going to rug you. It's just going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah, and the tough part is, it's almost like sometimes we believe these people that they have experience and something negative happened before, and we almost give them another chance with it all. And every time, bro, it's just gone to shit. Like, we've just watched the bags crumble. The same thing happened with, like, the Devil Kids artist and Kings of the Street. I know Nami had a Kings of the Street PFP for a while. It really fit his personality, and I think it would have looked better at point two. It's one of those few rare instances. But I think we do have to kind of take these people for face value. They've shown their true colors. They've shown their true colors, and it's like, you can't fade that. It's don't the trend, what they say. Running Man, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, somebody mentioned, do we know any NFT projects that are sustainable? But I mean, you know, it's an NFT project. I mean, in the world of business, people start businesses from pretty much zero. And they, you know, they start them from funding, so you can, you know, obviously start from a free mint or a mint, but you need innovation, you need ideas, and you need to be able to like run a project provide output basically that derives a return drives some value. I mean, if we look at Soloist Easy, you know, we was talking Doge Capital, you know, their PFP, but I mean, if you look at Soloist. You know, do you ever check their floor price, or you know, you use it daily? You know, it's a tool that you use. And I
don't even acknowledge it, bro.
Exactly. And you know, the Solo is basically their NFT, just like a calling card. But look at the value that application gives you to your daily life, and it can be like that in a ton of different areas in life. If NFT founders actually work out a way to utilize the technology and actually drive to run a project properly, not properly, but we just need more innovation and more ideas. Like I said earlier,
we're still maturing for sure. I think we're going to keep seeing that trend People start giving value before day one. We keep saying that though. And it's like tough. Cause like Realize Raps is a functional tool and it just went straight down, you know,
that's
the tough part. I think it's new things here too. We need some new stuff in the space and we got it today. I mean, we've talked about cheatment. We don't really know what the future holds, but it's fun. It was engaging, and all right, things kind of hit on it. Shillin, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to address Manny's thing about, like, known ruggers and stuff. But I don't think, like, they intentionally rug. It's just they don't know what they're doing their first go-around and, like, second go-around, third go-around. And, like, Azuki, that's why they became a blue chip, because it took them, like, four tries to get it right. And then you look at OK Bears, they had two previous rugs to get it right. And you can even look at, like, Trippin' Apes. They had a rug before, and then they blew it, the marketing, out of the water. So, like, I'm actually kind of bullish, not on people that are rugging, but, like, on people that stay in the space and try to keep – maybe, like, their project failed, but they're like, okay, we'll do a second project. And I know that sounds, like, kind of weird, but, like, getting, like, just, like, the – what is it? What's the – Rabble, right? He did the famous Fox, which I would say is success. Champions is success. And then he did Just Apes. So I don't know if it's like necessarily rug. Like when do we? It's a weird thing, and I kind of want to know what you guys think. Like, do you have a problem with people running multiple projects?
I think some of it comes down to the business. Like businesses do fail, and I think some of it comes down to that like ownership of it. Like owning what went wrong, why it went wrong, be transparent. Like, dude, this whole space is like transparency. Like, having that conversation and that dialogue about why something may have gone wrong previously can set you up for why you're a better fit this go around. And like, it's a sit, dude, in 17, 18, buying tokens and buying a whole bunch of other shit that went straight to zero shortly thereafter, it makes me realize like it's the same thing is going to happen here, but the ones that stick around are going to be the ones that are miles ahead of anything down the line. So like, I feel comfortable taking that gamble in this current market, but like, I do think that the right people, there's marketers on a million projects, there's advisors, there's project creators, and we are seeing some good stuff from that too. Like, Doge Pound or Doge, whatever the Doge thing that was like a staking game, and they had Vandal. I thought that was an interesting pivot, but it was an opportunity for two projects. One that they said kind of just ran its course for them to then launch another project. I think some of it comes down to like sustainability. Is this a longer term move, or are we just looking at something that's quick, you know?
I was actually going to say exactly the same, Easy. I mean, in real life, you know, people do go bankrupt and businesses do fail. And you look at most successful businessmen or women in the world, they've probably had, you know, a fair few failures before they've actually like launched a successful business. And it is a learning process, but, you know, you do need to be accountable, and you do need to, like, you know, there's a lot of different ways to rug a project. You can do it from naivety or just total, or just hard rugging. You know what I mean?
And also reward the older projects you've had. That's very important, in my opinion. Reward that shit.
And I think Nami's onto something with that. Like, if you do have a previous project, giving value back to that somehow to let them know, like, this got fucked up, this got messed up, I am trying to do right by it, but I want to do something successful and longer term. So I think there's a couple ways to drive it. But Chillin, I'm curious your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, when we have our AMAs, it's like one of my big things, like, I pay attention to. I'm like, what type of previous Web3 experience? And they say no, that's like the most bearish thing I can ever hear. Like, I want to hear them like, yeah, I was at least part of a rug that didn't go well. Like, you know your failures. Like, how can you ever figure out your failures if you never fail, right? It just doesn't make sense.
I think that's something that a lot more people and those listening who may have been in that experience should just kind of own and talk about. Like, that transparency goes such a far way, and it makes me value your opinion more. Like, you know what got messed up. You have firsthand experience of this shit going to zero and dealing with all of that. How are you going to do better this time? I'd love to hear it, you know? I think that's something that a lot of people do kind of get upset about too, though, because it is draining liquidity. Who knows where that liquidity went? Did it go back to the bank account, or did you somehow just burn it on bad trades? Which, if that's the case, I almost feel better than it going to the bank account, because at least it's still in the ecosystem. Tommy, what's going on?
I was just seeing this on the timeline. Soulport just announced that they're taking off all marketplace fees and then going to 0%.
Interesting. Hopefully they start listing collections again, because that was one of Tom's comments was, what was the last project we even listed? And I couldn't tell you. It might have been Visionary, maybe. I genuinely haven't been tailing it, but I was always curious because they talked a lot about like points for trading on their marketplace, which seemed cool. Like, if you could somehow earn scrap, or if they do that with graphite for trading, I think that would be awesome. I am a primarily volume trader, so I do make a lot of trades. So any reward system, I'm just going to sprint towards and try to trade primarily on there just to reap the benefits of being like a more high volume trader. I don't know if it's going to bring a lot more volume to it. I'll be curious to see if it does. Who knows? I think some of it also comes down to like their launch pad. If they can start marketing again and get some decent projects kicking off on Soulport, then there's a lot more potential from that. I did want to pass it over to Manny. You got the Tayo as the PFP. Would love to hear. And then Running Man. And then we're going to open it up a little bit while we wrap up the show here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, Tom always brings this up. Like, we talk about how their marketing isn't good, but they still get like 2,000 people who they're actively screening to see who they're going to launch. But to Alex's point on the whole like success and failure, like, I'm totally for you falling on your face. I'll give you another shot. But when you're partying like a rock star with Cody and actively trying to take care of these mods as like your minions, like, dude, I don't want to give you a dollar, right? Like, if you're not going to pay it forward, I'm not going to give you a dime.
Yeah, man. Like, hearing them, the story from Cody made me laugh out loud because I was like, this is absurd. Like, they haven't even minted yet, blown racks, and then just deleted everything. It's like, hey, I guess I'm more glad they deleted a pre-mint than post-mint, obviously. But Running Man, what's going on?
Yeah, I think I'll give Tayo an odd time, but it's just like, you know, they've got the launch pad. They've got the market. They've had that market. I mean, I was the one that told you about the points for trading. And I mean, it seems like about like 5 years ago now since I've told you that. you know, they just need to start using them. Like, you know, they've built them. Like, go out there and market them. I mean, you know, but I mean, Bifrost's launching a, you know, they've only just built the launch pad, and I'm launching one, you know, next week, I think. Surely, I think the last project I can remember launching on Solport was Yeecan. I'm not sure what's launched.
It was Gcan. I forgot about that.
It's like 10 years ago. Like you've got a launch pad. Go and find projects to launch. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know. I'll give them an odd time. I think they just need to get activate what they've built. Basically, you know what I mean?
No, I definitely agree. And who knows? Like, I know they have so many moving parts. The graphite stuff. They've been working with lawyers extensively. It sounds like, and that's nothing easy to manage. So, I mean, I like to give them the benefit of the doubt because Solport, I lost so much money on the robots and I kick myself every day for fading it ever since. And to that point, like, I want them to do well. They have established themselves from a floor price standpoint as a relatively strong blue chip in this space. But other than that, man, I know everyone's still asking, like, when value add, what's kicking back? I'm still curious if, like, the infants got the royalty share from the previous launch pads because I always knew that was part of the project as well. But Shill, what's going on? And then we'll pass to Manny.
Yeah, I guess this is the end of the show. So I want to shill something. The Shakudo, we met with them yesterday. They seem like a legit team. They got $4 million VC funding. They have a working product and they already have tens of customers. I will say, though, they were kind of rigid. And I think, like, if they get on an AMA with the boys and girls, they'll get dunked on personally. So I don't know how I feel about them because
they're going to get body bagged.
So here's where I'm at with it. They have like good socials for like, they only have 6,000 followers, but like 500 mutuals. So that's like way above average from these other ones that have like 60,000. But I think they still have like a ways to grow. But what I don't know is how much they're going to mint for. So I don't know if I can endorse them yet or not. If they're trying to mint for some crazy price, I'll obviously fade. But if it's a reasonable price, then I'll probably shill them.
Your shilling is still mild FUDding. We saw that clearly as you minted 150 of these squirrels. So if that's the case, man, I'm a fan of it. But Manny, what's going on? And then we'll open it up a little bit to see what people are holding. I will probably keep Frisk and Cass muted because we've talked enough about the squirrels. But Manny, what's happening?
Yeah, no, just to Alex's point on those weird raccoon things, like they aren't Web3 native. So I'm always super sus on people who aren't Web3 native, but I don't want to like come up here and just shill Tayo because I'm not the guy to do it. But I think that they're doing some pretty great things. And whenever I get enough money to buy something else, I buy another Tayo. So like, that's just my philosophy.
I like to play. I mean, I've said it a bunch. It's tough to fade Tom. I've done it long enough that at this point, it's just not effective anymore. But I mean, talking about my own bags, like I said, I got my Ket. Shout out to Kets. Sneaky's been tweeting some stuff that I have no idea what it is, and I just respond potato to everything. I think the potato will make sense eventually. I don't know what it means, but I hope everyone else does. Other than that, man, I'm sitting on some Saint Degens. I don't like to trade at all. I don't know why I'm holding these, but I still am. It is what it is. I got 10 of these squirrels still. I'm going to hold those to reveal because I'm riding them for free. If they get up to like 3, they're probably going to see the floor pre-reveal. That's just transparency at its best, but I'm never going to say no to 30 soul. But Frisk, what's going on?
Liberty. I'm just kidding. No, we're not doing that. Today was for me a kind of a wake up call to be a little more diligent with where I'm putting my money as a trader. Like, it was very clear that like there's a lot of projects and like the demand is very specific. At least that's what my takeaway was from like what happened. I'm looking a little more into like getting into the free ETH mints, like the real degen shit, just because like you're risking like the least amount. I actually went this morning, cost me $3. Like that really wasn't that bad. But
that's a soul mint at its finest.
Yeah, exactly. But as far as Solana goes, I think I'm with you on this, Easy. I'm going to keep my eye out for Zunis, that first OpenSea launch, and I'm going to keep my eye out for Fruits, which is that first Bifrost launch. And I really don't have anything else like in the future.
Bro, I FUDded the shit out of Fruits because I didn't like the play. And then I heard that they're going to be on Bifrost. And now I'm like, oh, man, let's go Fruits. I'm aping the hell out of these. I don't even know what the value add is. But just because it's a Blocksmith kind of collab piece, I'm excited for, interested in. We'll see what happens with it. Yeah, I mean, we got a minute or two left here. Does anybody got anything else they want to talk about project-wise? If not, we'll wrap up the show today. And I appreciate everyone tuning in. Appreciate everything going on in the Solana ecosystem and space today. It's been a badass space. Shout out everyone for rocking with us. It's been real. We're back tomorrow at the delightful 5 p.m. Eastern time. Until then, follow the speakers. Thanks for rocking with us. We'll catch you tomorrow on Solana Made Easy.